A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. The disciples had forgotten to bring bread, and they only had one loaf with them in the boat. Jesus enjoined them, "Watch out! Guard against the leaven of the Pharisees and the leaven of Herod." They concluded among themselves that it was because they had no bread. When he became aware of this, he said to them, "Why do you conclude that it's because you have no bread? Do you not yet understand or comprehend? Are your hearts hardened? Do you have eyes and not see, ears and not hear? Do you not remember when I broke five loaves for 5,000? How many wicker baskets full of fragments you pick up?" They answered him, 12. "When I broke the seven loaves for 4,000, how many baskets of fragments did you pick up?" They answered him, 7. He said to them, "Do you still not understand?" Today's gospel, plucked from the middle of the 8th chapter of Mark, is a perfect example of what in the communications world is called switch tracking. You've probably experienced it yourself when you're having a conversation with someone and you think you're both talking about the same thing and suddenly figure out that you are referring to two very different episodes. You can't figure out why the other person doesn't seem to be listening to what you're trying to communicate, and all the while they're feeling the same way. In this case, Jesus and the disciples are talking to one another and at the same time past one another. Just a few verses earlier in chapter 8, the disciples had been out with Jesus in the midst of large crowds for a three-day preaching extravaganza when Jesus became moved with pity that the crowds had nothing to eat and multiplied their meager seven loaves to feed 4,000 with seven baskets left over. And then they sailed to Dalmanutha, where they met some Pharisees who wanted some sort of sign, as if he hadn't just given one in the previous verse. It says Jesus sighed deeply from the depth of his spirit and got back in the boat. And now they're all sitting in this boat being rocked by the wind and the waves, thinking about what has happened. The disciples are starting to get hungry again and kicking themselves for not bringing along more of that leftover bread from the crowd. And Jesus is still stewing about the encounter with the Pharisees. It's he who speaks first. "Watch out for the leaven of the Pharisees." And they think that he's talking about their immediate lunch problem. His frustration rises. They get more confused. They arrive in Bethsaida, I'm guessing, in a cloud of silence. Poor disciples. How are they supposed to know that this little run-in with the Pharisees had dismayed their master so deeply? And he was still brooding over it. What could they have done differently if they didn't know? What's missing in this episode, like what's missing for the disciples through much of the Gospel of Mark, is any sense of real inquiry. They're frequently confused. They frequently don't get it. But they never ask any real questions. They never dig deeper. They always take things at face value. They don't push back. They never say, "I have no idea what you are talking about. Could you say more?" They never say, "I think I'm missing your point. Could you explain that again?" They never acknowledge, "This seems really important to you. Why?" The problem isn't that they're adults, but that they totally lack curiosity. In chapter 8 and in just about every other chapter of Mark, as Christians today living with the hindsight of the resurrection, how many times have we heard about Jesus' first followers and thought, they were a little slow on the uptake, but thank God now we've got the playbook. We get who Jesus really is and what his teaching really means. The Mark in secret isn't a secret anymore. Except that, of course, in so many ways, it still is. For who among us has truly penetrated the mystery of Christ to such a point where we have no more need for questions? And yet vast numbers sit and swallow and get confused, but never push back, never investigate, never pursue the matter. Vast numbers say, "Well, it's an act of faith. I'll never understand," and let the topic drop. And from the heavens still echoes a great sigh from the depths of the Spirit. The great 17th century Mexican scholar, Sor Juana Inez de la Cruz, once said of the Christian's true vocation, "She studies, argues, and teaches, all in the service of the church. Since the one who gave her the gift of reason did not mean for her to be ignorant. Today, think of just one thing in your life with Christ, your life in the church, maybe just life in your immediate community, that you find confusing, that doesn't sit with you well, that doesn't make sense. And practice the virtue of curiosity. Go find out what that person meant. Go find out why that teaching is there. Go ask some questions until you finally understand.